Connect. Let's hold hands, guys. Come on. Let's chat some bullshit.
Oh my God, you guys are into it. Oh my Jesus. Why are you people into it?
Oh my God. Come on, Stephanie, get into it.
I'm holding hands.
Okay, all right. Welcome back, everybody, to the GHG podcast, Granite, Henny, and Jess. We have Stephanie. Stephanie, shout out.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Hi. Hi, and we have Osa back in the building.
Hello.
Come on.
Yeah. Hello.
Two lovely doctors.
Our twin doctors.
So in case anybody catches a heart attack because of the heat wave that's been ripping through Abuja, you know, we can get...
Our room has been so cold. Also, I can't sleep in there.
It's been so hot.
Hot or cold?
Cold.
It's too cold.
It's really? Service department. Air conditioned. 24/7. Light. Too cold. You know.
How can I upgrade my lifestyle?
But then that has...
No. Okay, so question of the day. I just want to... Let's go around quickly. Okay. Yes. So yes or no. Or just as quick, as briefly as you can, right? What's your take on whether men or women can be friends or not? Like, what's your take? Can men and women be friends?
I think they can. I think men and women can be friends, of course.
Okay.
I think it's not a clean friendship. I think something could happen, even though it could be a friendship for bits of time.
Like, there's always a possibility.
It could! Okay. If you've done something efficient.
All right.
Never.
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 And it's friendships where they call you every, like, so close, it's so cool. Not like this.
I mean, it is.
Okay.
I mean, friendship is a broad term. Yeah. Like, you know, so there are different ways people can be friends. So yeah, it is possible, but.
So are you saying never?
I was just kidding when I said never. I mean, what are you talking about? We're good friends, aren't we?
Friends.
Exactly. So, but what I'm just saying is, no and yes. After thinking about it, I'm like, no way.
We're not friends anymore.
At this moment, I just realized.
I just realized we can't be friends.
You're friends, but if your friend jumps you one day to have sex, would you do it or would you not?
Is it a life or death situation?
They start kissing you and they say they want. Because you fuck people. You say no.
I mean, it's not like you're dating someone else now.
Exactly.
Are you dating someone else?
Are you in a relationship?
All those things matter.
You're just talking to other people.
You're talking to other people. So you're not dating anyone now.
When you like one, you're dating.
You can't keep doing this.
You're not actually clean. You're friends and you have other relationships going on, obviously, because you're friends.
Are you single? In the general market, are you single or not?
There's a general market. But just talking, you're single, but you don't have anything official,
That's in general market. Mm-hmm. So Paul, you know what the deal is. Now it depends on whether she meets certain requirements. because we could have been friends by, like I just said, there are different ways you and that person could have ended up being friends. I told you, you know, you guys might have gone through something together and that's what brought you together. Yeah. It could be a very fluxion of time. You understand? There are many ways that girls in your life are your friends. You understand? But now that she's jumping you, it definitely means that, you know, she was probably one keeping that friendship going. Because that was her end goal. Her end goal was to jump you. You understand?
Or keep you within the...
Yes.
You know, girls, and you know, I'm sure, Osa, you agree with me. You know, girls like to have this sort of... What happened?
Sorry.
You know, so girls like to have this directory, you know, just in view, like KIV, keep in view, you know, list. So that, you know, there's also that, right? Like, I don't want to, you know, pursue this.
Yes.
But I'd like to know that I can, if you know, if ever I wanted to.
Yeah. No, but right? That's unfair.
But I like to. What do you mean? That's what
life is about.
Because no, the guy had it too.
That's about winning situations, priorities, choices.
Who has these superpowers? Please, is this a superpower females possess?
Okay.
Or is it superpower?
Yes, I think it's women.
The KIV list of females is way larger.
I think it's women.
It's way larger than men.
Based on
I would
the question
argue that,
she asked, right?
Yeah.
My opinion is that I think it depends on what you think about the person. I feel like if you're a single girl, you get your friend tries to sleep with you, you wait and you think, I know this is my friend, so I know the kind of person they are. And I know how they are when they are in situationship and relationship. Would they make this weird? Would they stress me? She gets. And if this is my friend that is just like me, I know that how we will both understand it.
Okay.
But and we are still cool. It can move on. I feel like we're adults. Like at our age, we're adults. Okay. But I feel like if I know that this person would stress me, hell no, shut it down there.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So that takes me to my next question. Are there fundamental differences between how men and women approach friendship in general? You know, as a whole, like the way a guy would want to approach you or will think about a friendship with a female. Is it the same way or are there differences?
Could be differences. Not that I know them all. Yeah, they are. I know that they are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's in your head when you approach a chick, Gozi? When you approach a chick, what's in your head?
Ass, tits, face. I'm just kidding, but I'm just saying. Like, look, when a guy decides, the way you say approach, I don't like to use that word approach because it looks at you on the prowl.
Yeah.
You know, I say when you approach a female, meaning I saw you. Now, if I saw you, means there's something I liked about you for me to approach you. I'd like it to just be in a situation where you meet someone by forces of nature and you are there. Which is why I just said, the way you asked, I was like, ask this. I was like, if I'm walking to someone, but here's the thing now.
No, but do you ever go out of your way as a guy to say, oh, I want to be
friends with this person,
this
exactly.
Female.
Exactly.
Who just happens to be my spec.
So for me personally, I don't believe that's true. I believe that every guy that has approached any girl, at the moment when he decided to approach that girl, he wanted something other than friendship. It was not friendship he was looking for. There's no guy that I would like to sit here and ask any guy that decided to be the one to start the conversation with the female, you know, initiate it, keep it going. And he did all of that just because he just wanted, except there's something to profit financially because he gave, you know, you could be a mark or I could just, I mean, there are different things to sex in life that guys want. But the fact of the matter is, you know, if it's not one of those other things the guy is pursuing, because guys do pursue other things with females, but they don't know, they think it's only sex, but the other things we could be pursuing. So if it's not one of all those other things I'm pursuing, and you're asking me if I just approach this person just specifically because I just felt me and this person would be good friends, it doesn't exist. It's never happened.
But what if it just happens?
It's never happened.
Like when you grow up with them, like how we went to school together, like when you grow up with them, you can be friends.
Remember what I said? A guy is the one who approached, initiated, and kept it going. Like, it's a different thing when you guys are friends by circumstance, which is why I said there are so many ways people can be friends.
Well, but I'm sorry,
do you understand?
I'm surprised Stephanie is arguing for the other side. It's us that should be.
Which other side? I didn't even realize it.
You believe we can't be friends, right? Technically, men and women can't be friends.
Exactly.
Right?
So are you?
So I'm surprised you're fighting for it.
Well, I feel like you can do it, but why are you just saying he's friends? No, you're not friends. You're more than friends. You can't be friends. I'm saying this word.
Okay, so once you guys cross that line.
What are you doing next?
Right? Are you still friends?
Cross the line, like you guys smash.
Once you guys cross that, the smash line, are you guys still friends?
I feel like if you stop it, like, and you really do.
No, I'm talking about the initial time. Once you cross that line, do you redefine the friendship? Does it turn to something else?
Yes.
Is it now a situationship?
No.
Is it now?
It's just something else, not friends. Maybe not as serious as.
It's just friends that have had sex. See? This is what it is.
But
sex is something on its own. Sex
it's like same way.
Has a thing, hence why it needs to be defined separately. But yes, I am somebody who believes that a man and a woman can have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And after they are done having sex, still go on and have a really good friendship and never have sex again.
Mm.
I feel like people can be friends regardless of, and like, I feel like as adults, you can decide, oh, it was good, right, but like, right, we are moving on.
Don't have that because what's the history? Go on.
We're moving on, and like, we don't necessarily want the same thing out of life, and I'm open to meeting other people. You're open to meeting, and we are actually guys. Mm-hmm. Why can't we call and hang?
What I'm saying, and your friendship has more things to it. It's not a single friendship.
But that was in the past.
Okay. See.
If you tell somebody now, if you come and tell me, and you're married and you have this friend, I have this friend.
So here's the thing. I get where she's coming from. You understand, you know, and I also understand where you're coming from. Steph is of the opinion that in that friendship, you know, somebody, it wasn't just a friendship. You are of the opinion that it was just friendship. But here's the thing is, for you guys to smash.
You're likely to be just a friend. You felt something. You wanted to pursue something
from the onset? No. Or does it develop?
Maybe you guys know from the onset, like, anger's down. I don't know.
No.
Yes, see, if at the end of the
instant, and then it can grow. Mm-hmm. Right? There's some people who you had met in the past, and there was nothing, and later you're like, it's life.
This person has my back.
I don't think I
could. Here's the thing.
Let me give an example. I don't have to be anything with them, but if I look at them sometimes as well friends, I could think of something. It could be different than just friends. I don't know if that makes sense.
Off the jump.
It's not to be off the jump. Can be later. But it happened, right?
Yes.
Because you're going to say something.
If you said even after people, like even after people have sex, they can still be friends. Yeah. Yes. The only way that's possible is if no party feels they lost out.
But usually,
you understand, because that's just how humans are. So if two of you can accept the fact, because there are a lot of people that, and they are not talking to each other, like, but plenty, the reason that is happening, like, there are a lot of friends, you understand, and all people that thought they were.
People that were actually friends. It's different from when you meet a girl and you girl start, like, you go to a party, meet a girl, you guys smash, it was nice, you start smash. These are actually your friend. Mm-hmm. So I believe that you should respect that friendship to the point that you're able to have conversations. Yes.
But I think you're saying that when a guy meets a girl, maybe they want to from the jump.
Okay, I was just saying
that instant attraction.
I was just saying, look, there are people smashing, just regardless of whether they're friends or not friends. People are smashing. And there are a lot of friendships that are being retained after people are smashing. It doesn't go further.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? A lot of guys, they tell you, oh, meet my friend's girl, they've smashed.
Mm-hmm.
It's there, you understand? But the reason that is possible, you understand, is either because both parties weren't hurt from their situation. And they have decided to let it go. Another one is because another person is still hoping that one party will still eventually change his mind and come back. So yes, you guys have smashed. The guy now has come to tell the babe, look, I'm just going to be honest with you. This shit is just, it's just friend. Like, let's just be a one-time thing. In order to the babe, in order to act mature and not start throwing the tantrum and everything, she goes with it, goes with the flow of, let me still be your friend when she wants more. It could also be the reverse, could also be the case. The guy too, you know, the babe tells him, no, sorry, was this a one-time thing? The guy has to be a guy like, yeah, hey, fine, I do want to say, but there's something lingering more, and they continue.
If you're just staying in your room, I think
you understand. So the reason I'm saying that is, I was trying to say something earlier when we were in the room. I was like, the only way a guy is for them to have dealt with the smash. Now, to deal with the smash doesn't necessarily mean either smash or don't smash.
Okay.
It just means you guys have to address the issue. One person cannot not be addressing that. Like, you guys cannot be not addressing the sex issue and think people are genuinely friends. At some point in your friendship, that needed to have been an issue and you guys needed to have addressed it. You could have addressed it by declaring the guy this would never happen in his lifetime and four generations to come, or, you know, the guy can clear you that, oh, you are not my spec, or, you know, I'm not into that kind of shit. But people needed to have addressed it. Yeah. You understand? Once you address it, you guys are now on the path to actually becoming real friends. Because if you people still decide to still keep talking to each other, then it means you guys have taken the punches on the chin and you've decided to just, all right, man, you know, it is what it is. You understand? So that's technically what I mean when you can't be, a guy and a girl can't be genuinely friends if they haven't addressed the sex.
100%.
If they don't address the sex, they are not friends. Trust me. One person is simping for the other person.
Honestly, and that's just why. And it's because people don't address it. Mm-hmm. You know, Nigerians aren't very confrontational as well. It's because people don't address it. That's why it always feels like there's always a window or a possibility that yes, can happen. Because it was never addressed.
It was never addressed.
20 years ago. Mm-hmm. 30 years ago. Yeah, because these things linger. Somehow. Just because, you know, both of you, you know, maybe you grew up together, you mm-hmm. guys. Maybe went to nursery school, primary school, secondary school.
Mm, you guys
have had you know your thing, your
phone. I mean, I did see her naked a couple of times.
Yeah, you know, and all of that. Then you guys like fast forward. You guys are single and you're in your
late 40s.
Yeah, no. Why not?
But that's far. That's too far. It's like when it was not that long. And there are no marriages. Are you saying you're in your late 40s and you're not in marriages, maybe?
You know, even goes deeper. Even if you guys were in marriages before and you guys both got divorced,
mm-hmm.
right? That friendship
mm-hmm.
you guys thought you had. Mm-hmm. Just even the fact you guys both got divorced, you guys mm-hmm. are like,
mm-hmm.
it's a sign. It's a sign. I mean, we're both in the same place. We know each other.
Mm-hmm.
I feel safe around you.
Yeah. All right,
Let's get married. Do you see how it still boils down? Even when you think you're friends, somehow.
But there's only one person that starts to marry. So all these other friendships are just never there.
Yeah, and another thing is, I guess it also depends on how you view sex, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you have a very white girl view of sex.
True, very true.
A very white girl view of sex.
Me, how?
You know,
I was just fucking with you. I don't know that it's true. The fact that they hate me is true.
I'm like, how? I also
know. No. Because some girls would actually say, you know, the whole pair bonding thing, and girls who are like, I have to be connected to somebody, mm-hmm. you know, on that level before I can even, absolutely. Right? So there are those people with those kind of mentalities, mm-hmm. right? So automatically it means if you, you know, go down that path with the friend, it means, oh, wow, yes, those feelings were there
mm-hmm.
for it to have even happened in the first place. Mm-hmm. You know, so you saying, yeah, you can just do it and you guys will go your separate ways. That's a no-no for them already because they're just like that. They know how their brain works. Like, I'm wired like this. Like, I'm just, you know, so I think there's different, I don't know, people are just wired differently.
Okay, yeah,
people are running different OSs. Some people are running Windows 98. Some are online. Windows 98
people love them.
You know, so.
I feel like maybe because of the way I think, but, and people have told me also, like, you're a little too logical. I feel like, if my brain has told me very clearly that there is nothing that you can give to me, you're not what I want. When my life is going, your life is not going that way. And
yeah, yeah.
I blank you out. Whatever I do with you does not necessarily affect my cause.
Why are you doing anything with them?
No,
why can't you just be your goal? And then you find someone you...
No, for example.
I get what you're saying.
No.
I wasn't in the way. Wait, yeah, go ahead.
She almost melted.
Yeah, I just forgot.
Please, what are you saying?
Sex shouldn't be that way.
Why?
In my head, that's what I'm saying. That's how your head is.
No, I'm just saying, but why can't it be that way?
It can, for someone with the mentality he just described.
With the OS, running the same OS.
That different mindset.
Yes.
It can, but not for everybody.
Operating systems. It's very in operating systems. Because there are some diehard people that are like, because we did an episode on premarital sex, you know, a couple weeks back. And it's like, some people are like, especially here in Nigeria, like, why are you even having sex in the first place? Right? You know, because there was a definition of sex. I'm going to key that in here
mm-hmm.
on the last episode. Where it's like, it's this redeeming act that's supposed to unify body and soul and all of that. So it's like,
I agree with that.
It's
well.
Like,
but
yo,
only
yo, it's not even like,
it's not that deep, man.
You know, so, I mean, there's also that. But as I said, when you do cross that line, it really, I feel a lot of things change, right? Especially when it was good,
mm-hmm.
right? And,
yeah.
You know, you start to feel safe with that person. You know, imagine. Okay, you do that. You know, you do that one time, and you know it was cool. It was fine. Then your next 4 or 5 dates are just horrible, complete trash. Like And the thing is, you're ranting to the same person about those dates. Your waiter is like, you know, where, in fact, I need to, they were so bad, why can't they be more like, you know, you? Why don't they know me the way you do? And, you know, it runs down that line, right? So it leads to you repeating the pattern over and over again. Then you cross that, you know, I don't know.
I agree. Perhaps I have a distorted view of relationships or that kind of friendship and relationship, right? Because I feel like everybody, we've spoken about trauma, you get, and I feel like everybody starts to see things differently, you get, and I feel like maybe that's what I see things as. Like, I feel like I can, I was telling my friend something not too long ago, I was saying that I feel like being good, in my adulthood, I realized what the Bible talks about, being good is a choice, you get, because I can honestly split a relationship in my head, and they would not interfere.
Compartmentalize.
Yes, very easily.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why will you do that if you can have the other thing?
I know. That's, I'm saying, if I can't find
the other thing. Yeah, you just wait, and then when you have the other thing,
do you get it?
Okay.
And I feel like...
Fair. Oh, I remember now what I was going to say.
Yeah. I feel like in my adulthood, I feel like it doesn't necessarily stress me. But then I don't do it because of my Christianity.
Yeah.
Do you get? But I know that, honestly, it won't stress me.
Mm.
And I feel like that's what adulthood has done.
Yeah.
And I like it, honestly.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Now girl. I have to call
white
her
girl,
out.
White girl.
White girl energy. I have to call her out. I have to call her out.
Damn.
Now, because I have heard babes claim
to be like this.
That they what they just this is a one time thing. This is not a listen. Oh, don't fall in love. I dare you.
I dare you. Don't
I dare you to fall in love with me.
I dare you to try for you.
Don't even listen. Don't even, in fact, don't even look at me. Don't even look at me while this is happening. Don't even look at me while this is happening, guys.
Oh my God.
Listen, nobody can know about this. Do you understand? If you mention this to anybody, I will kill you.
Kind of level.
Yeah. So that's what I'm that's how much of a you know, that's where it starts from, you know, from this is these are the stories. I've had girls come back to me to whine,
okay,
you know, about this thing, and I'm asking you, like, but why did you go down? You knew. why did you fall in love with you? Why did you fall in love with him? Why, you know, and it's crazy yeah. Because it's kind of, you can never know until you meet that guy or that friend, mm-hmm. right? And you guys being cross that line. That. You see that dangerous line?
Please.
You know? That's that line. Once you cross that line, there's no good, because that's it's just anything can happen at that point.
I don't think feelings happen to you. I think you let feelings happen to you. I feel like you see it coming.
But sometimes you don't even
Okay, here's the thing. Okay, here's the thing.
And I feel like there's a level to which you would know yourself. That you would know.
Obviously, there will be exceptions to this rule. There will be one or two.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, exceptions. You might be one of that exception, but like we always say, exception does not make the rule.
No.
I can only speak
from experience. I dare you. Come on. Not from experience.
Yes, and all your friends, all your people you know, even yourself.
Yeah, actually, in your circle. How many of those relationships
have ended genuinely?
Yeah,
mutually,
platonically.
I don't have any friends. I've had any of such relationships.
Let me hear it now. Let me know if I've had enough.
So okay, so you're just speculating that you wouldn't fall in love with this random guy.
Every relationship like this, someone has liked the person. Usually,
have you been in situations like that where you were having casual sex and you know nothing?
Yes.
Kind of happened. Yes, now.
She ended up dating. That's what happened. That is exactly what happened. Heartbreaks. Heartbreaks can spark. Oh my God, guys.
Okay. I remember what I was trying to say that time. I was like, yeah, about the whole, I mean, it's before you said you would never let that go. About her saying this stuff, like, you know, you can tell yourself. Here's the thing. Now, I feel there's a formula to this shit. Like, you can study this formula. You understand? If you know that you and some of your friends and you guys are about to cross that line, and in that moment you feel your mind is clear at that moment in time, you have to actually tell yourself not to go back. Seriously, this thing looks like you have to tell yourself not to go. But I said, you know, look, this is especially for guys, because guys, we can you longer and still be your friends. Like, we can, for guys,
we can get.
Yeah, we take what we can get. Like, a guy can be a particular girl for months. He hasn't caught feelings yet. Do you understand? She's still just genuine friends, but I feel there's a limit to how long girls can go before they catch feelings. Oh, sorry. Before they catch feelings. You understand? So I just feel for girls, you need to know when to dip. You understand?
Now, I still like
to believe that because we're all human beings and our mind runs wild and everybody has their own fantasy in their head and their imagination, I would like to believe that there are some girls where, you know, at the beginning of things, they just wanted it to be platonic and have a good time. But you also need to know your threshold and your limits.
Okay, so it's the girl's responsibility to dip
and it's the girl's responsibility to dip and cut it, and if the guy sees that the girl is dipping, then he has to be careful. See, he has to, because there's certain things you do, there's certain things that guys do, and we're doing it because we're trying to be a nice guy. You know, as you put on the, yeah, I've been smashing you platonically. After a while, you start to feel guilty about certain things. You want to be a little bit nicer to her. You understand? Those little things, this woman, they could start, you know, misunderstanding them and thinking it's a show of you want more affection. So if you see the babies in dipping, as a guy, don't start trying to be nicer than you were. Still keep the energy levels the same. Because at times, guys start to do shit a little bit different.
Yeah,
and start to make the baby believe that something else will come out of it.
What did you just say? You're not interested. You understand?
I'm just trying to give people how to be friends with benefits, because we need more friends with benefits.
I think this all boils down.
We need more friends with benefits.
I think this all boils down to stringing people along. It's just as I said. Even guys like to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
You just like to have this web,
mm-hmm.
you know, of options.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You just have to have this web. When I'm ready to settle down, I have this guy and this guy. Or when I'm ready to settle down, I have this.
You definitely don't.
That's kind of
the guys you have to settle down. You don't even want. That's just the truth. Now you'd be settled down with them.
So then, why do girls keep keeping them around?
You don't. Not all the time. You let them go most times.
I mean, when you're hit on by that many people on a daily, you have to give in. Like, if you're a guy, imagine, like, let's say 12 to 13 girls hit on you on a daily basis. Like, I think it's inevitable as well. So it's really not, it's girls' fault. You know, you guys, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's something you guys have to navigate as well, you know, but it's just what makes it harder, right? For a guy, or for someone to see you and a guy just chilling together frequently and just not assume
something
that is not something, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like you guys are like the prize, right?
Yeah.
You guys are like the prize. So why is the prize hanging out with this douchebag or this geek? There's something must be happening.
In all fairness, the fact of the matter is, even when guys and girls are friends, you know, there's still a limit to friendship between guys and girls. As in, like, a lot of things guys want to do for fun as friends, girls don't do stuff like that.
Like,
do you understand? So,
like,
no, I'm just saying, okay, look at gamers, for example. That's the easiest one. Like, you know, imagine you are into playing, you know, you like to play hard sports, you know, you like to box, you like to play football, you know, endangering
Creed.
Creed. So, you understand? Like, there's so many things that we guys, we tend to do as fun with friends that we really can't do with you. So most of the times when we want to hang out, it always has a little bit of weirdness to it. That's just how it is. You know, there's always, for a guy would prefer, you know, him to hang out with a group of girls, you know, understand? It's much friendlier than just me and you. So, you know,
depends on the kind of friendship.
I'm not saying that it can't be poor. I'm just saying that you should also understand why guy and girl being friends just by definition is a weird situation.
You're absolutely right.
It's a weird situation.
Guys that just have girls as their friends that they talk to about shit, because guess what? Guys are people too, and they feel emotions, and they just have that girl who's just their friend that they talk to.
You know why that's dangerous?
Exactly. Those guys that are like that have not accepted certain things about them. And I'm telling you, like, yes, you want to be talking to. Are you talking to all the girls on your phone? Are you calling all of them and giving each one a separate gist? You're calling only one now. Like, I mean, be honest with yourself.
But she's your friend.
Why is she the only one you're calling? Is she the only friend you have? And if she's the only friend you have, you should also be worried about that.
Okay, no,
Why is he your only friend?
I agree.
Okay.
Just people asking you what's happening now.
So this is a perfect segue. to the next question. Now is it, do you think it's harder for men and women to maintain that friendship when either party is in a relationship? So if you're in a relationship, is it harder for us to be friends? Like if you got married, for example, do you think that would affect all your male friends all of a sudden? Do you have to like redefine that relationship with them?
If you haven't already. Yeah.
By that time. Done what?
Define those relationships and cut those ties marry one of them.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Your husband is not friends with the group, mm-hmm. already.
If you can't be with that person with your husband then
at the same time then
mm-hmm. you're doing something
wrong. You have to choose and then usually you go with your partner.
Yeah, but you can call them birthdays.
Once in a while, show up, but
it's not like
it is almost impossible to remain close to even the same thing with your guy at work. If let's say he had a female group he was really close to when he was still single, when he gets married, he can't be going there all the time as well.
Like every Friday night, he's with female
kind
group.
Things kind of change. Right? And it's just out of respect for your new relationship. Right? But then, but if the idea of, cutting your friend off, I am married now, I cut you off. No, that's not what people do.
What you're saying is true, but like I said, remember when I told you that there are differences between what men consider friendship and what women consider friendship? Here's the thing: if a girl I was close to becomes married, I'm not necessarily cutting her off. I'm just going to stop doing what she wants to do as friends. Let me make it clearer. Like a married woman, you were close, you and this baby were genuinely friends before she got married. She's now married. The thing she wants to do as friends is still seen as wrong, immorally wrong. Like, she still wants to hang out with you or wants you to come and, she wants you to be some part of the family in a very weird way. You know, the only way I can get you as friends is to integrate you to my society. So they want to integrate you into their family. You understand? So they can still have you and still own you. That's what it is with married women still trying to be friends with their male friends. You see them trying to, because first of all, you can't be doing it in secret or else it's bad. Want to introduce you to their husbands, their kids, their families. They want to make you, they're trying to force the husband to like you. They want everybody to like you. They want you to open yourself up to be liked by everybody. You understand?
That's why
majority of the times it seems like it's the guy that's cutting it off. The fact is that no, I'm still cool with you. You understand? It's just that now, our friendship is just going to be if you are in trouble, because I'm a guy. As my female friend, if you are in trouble and you need assistance and you call me, I'll help you out. Do you understand? Because of the friendship that we had all these years. And that's what I would want our relationship, the extent of our relationship to be. If there's an event and if you feel it's something, information that might help you out, I'll give you that information. I'll look out for you. If I'm in a situation and I know you have a way you can assist me, I'll ask for that assistance. That's the extent of the friendship we would want with that person. But no, all of a sudden you want to do in some come to the house on weekends.
Thanksgiving.
And you understand, come Thanksgiving dinner, you know, come over and eat fat food with the hobby. You get what I'm saying? I can't, for us, that can't be part of this friendship anymore. Stuff like that. You understand? It's a different thing if it's celebratory, but not when it's just dinner with just me and your family. You can't keep demanding shit like that.
I don't know what
they
did to you. I've never heard of that type
before. Oh, you ever heard of it? Oh, no. But how did you...
girl incorporating her...
The reason you haven't heard of it is because a lot of men... That's the thing. Women still stay in this delusional bubble. You understand? When the guy now decides that he doesn't want to be your friend anymore, the woman now chalks it up to... maybe something's up with him and everything. It was just that if he agreed, it would have been that kind of thing that you wanted, which is why you don't hear about it. Because the men, there's no man in his right mind that's buying into that idea. So every time it seems like a woman has gotten married, all of a sudden she loses her male friends. Yes, that's how it happens. Same thing with guys, you know,
we lose all our female friends. I'm going to say something.
Is that a Nigerian thing? Is that a Nigerian thing? Just quickly. But is it a Nigerian thing?
Man, I mean, you have to understand other people's culture too.
So when I say Nigerian, like third world African.
I would say it's predominantly African, but it's not
a Western thing, definitely. Right?
It's not definitely a Western thing. It's men being traditional about their relationships.
Yeah.
You understand? Okay, as a traditional man, which most of the West people are not, you wouldn't want to
spending more time
with your wife. Yeah. So even if you wanted to do it, you respect the husband and every other person about.
All right.
But women don't say it that way. You know, to them, they just look at it that, oh, why are you so upset that I got married? You're not happy for me. I'm like, it's not that I'm not happy for you. I just can't come to dinner with you.
If I was married.
And I was gonna say something.
Sorry, Ose was gonna. Everyone will come. Your husband would wonder why you're inviting me to dinner.
Okay, so now that's the point, right? I feel like if we were genuinely friends, mm-hmm. right, naturally the relationship would evolve the way the relationship usually mm-hmm. would evolve. You get busy with your life too, mm-hmm. as I'm busy with mm-hmm. my. It's not like, oh, you're just paused waiting for me to call you and invite mm-hmm. you for shit. You still have your own life, right? And let's say we meet. If we are genuinely friends and I tell you, hey, come see my kids, I expect you to be excited. Wow.
Yeah,
my
like kids. We're friends. Her, yeah.
I don't want you to come to my house and live with me and spend.
If it's celebratory, see, let me explain what you're not getting.
Okay.
If it's celebratory, yes. But now,
are other people gonna be there?
Exactly. If it's celebratory, yes. Now, let me explain why this thing is important and women still refuse to see what I'm saying. You invite me over to come and see your kids. Your husband is not around. I come. Wait, chill. No, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything about to happen. He probably has. It's not every time he's with you now. Like, probably when you said the invite and when I decided to come, coincidentally, he was probably maybe stepped out.
This is a scenario.
I'm trying to create scenarios to know why we avoid it entirely.
This is a scenario.
And, you know, coincidentally, I'm there. He's not around. You know, I play with the kids, do everything. He comes back. He meets me there with the kids. Now I greet him. He knows we're friends now. He knew we're friends before. Everything is cool. We go. If this happens 2, 3, 4 more other times, I shit you not, that man will start to wonder why the fuck is when he's not around, you are around. Like, coincidences will create situations that you have no control over.
Yeah.
That's why you avoid it completely.
It just takes a scene to make everything.
He's like, where's your man? Are you with a man? Men always think this thing.
Yeah, the weird thing, and because he's a man, I know he would think it. If it happens the first time, it happens the second time. The third time, I know he's thinking I'm doing something with his wife. And the only way to avoid this thing is to not be in that situation at all.
Remove yourself completely.
Okay, I agree. Funny enough, you've convinced me.
Look at that.
See, look, I have a lot of female friends, people that I'm just casual friends with. I have a couple of married ones that I'm casual friends with. And for some no reason, they think it's fine. So when I'm giving you, you think I'm just talking? No, they think it's fine for me to come over. Okay. My bitch out of your mind.
So from what I'm hearing is once your friend enters a relationship, then you also need to redefine.
You need to redefine it immediately because
once she enters a marriage.
Yes, because now remember what I was saying earlier, there's a third party involved. Yeah. Two of you might understand exactly how two of you feel, but you would never understand how that third party feels.
Yeah.
You understand? So unless two of you are being selfish, then it's fine. Except if two of you want to be selfish about this shit.
Have you seen it when a guy and a girl are friends? Because I've seen a guy and a girl that are friends. The way they interact with each other, the way they beat, slap each other.
Exactly. There's no way your man is not looking at that shit in a very weird way.
It's fine if it's your neutral party, but if I was in a relationship with either party and I saw that,
I'm like,
I don't even have that with you. I don't know how to hit you and it won't pain you. Have you seen that thing? Because obviously my own hate is now assault, right?
Yes, now.
But this one, your friend is beating your ass with your friend. Exactly. Right? So it's like, it's just, I don't know.
I still think that when I meet a guy and he tells me I am in a relationship or I like you and then I have a female best friend, I'm like, why are you not dating her? If she's your female best friend,
that's a brilliant question.
She be your babe.
Marry your best friend.
Why are you trying to?
Isn't that what they say? Marry your best friend.
Yes. Because I'm like, you just waste my time and then you end up marrying her because she's your best friend. If she's that close to you, then she should be your babe, in my opinion. So that's why, based on what you guys are saying, if I have the opinion, then it means that I believe that a guy and a girl cannot just.
I'm not sure how we did this.
That's just brilliant.
It's a Nigerian thing, right? Just so I emphasize, because Is it the mentality, is it the culture, is it society, the way everything is set up?
I think it's, you know, it's our culture.
People could get shot if you see, if they catch you in another man's house. Right?
Even till now, they can use cutlass on your head.
On your head, if they,
if
catch,
they
you.
Catch you with another man's wife. He has the, and the law would support him.
Yes, now. He has, you don't want to hear whether you were friends or not.
Yes, he can
and
fit you.
And that's the thing, there doesn't need to be that much evidence.
Evidence.
You were inside, whose car? As a married woman, you were inside whose car? But okay. Guys, any closing thoughts? I think this was a really nice.
Yeah, it was an after hour special. You know, it was an after hour special. So moral of the podcast.
Moral of the podcast, guys and girls. Can't be friends. I'm literally calling girls I know right now.
Yep. Like, you know how relationship styles just changed. But you have a choice here.
But the thing is, you can be friends like this.
So you remember what I was saying? Age might, you know, factor in as well. Right? This is the age band thing. I'm bitch. Okay, guys, any last words before you sign up?
Remember. Know when to dip. So. You can actually smash a friend. You just need to know when to dip, guys.
No, but then
and never come back.
No,
I mean you can come back, dip. But at least a certain amount of time has to pass.
Like,
you know,
that. Like,
come back
there. Like. Friend, so mm-hmm. you have to. Like,
well, you shouldn't have crossed the line.
Because I feel like you
stop saying that crossing that line. The line was drawn to be crossed. Like,
no, if you want it, look at it. Is
huh?
If you want it how you want it,
I feel like you guys should talk about it. Then you should tell her off to jump.
Which guys did that?
And then you talk about it.
But it's never going to be on the same. We just said it's never going to be equal on both parties. It's like there's a very slim chance it's going to be equal on both sides.
Hence why when I say be an adult, mm-hmm. control your shit. If you're the one that starts to love, right? Hold your shit together, right? You will move on. It's because of the sex. It's the hormones. Don't think too deep about it. This is now where my logical side comes. Mm-hmm. I tell you, I have to. Mm-hmm. Control yourself. This is not the right person for you.
I'm like, look, this thing you're feeling, you won't feel it after you go see that.
If you travel in 3 months, you would have moved on from that. It's only if this person is not what is right for you.
I don't know. That's your logic end. So, like, yeah.
But True love defies everything.
I feel like love is something that can be controlled.
But true love defies everything.
I feel like love is a choice. It's not something that happens to you. It's something you let happen to you. Because
you keep putting yourself.
No, see, the point is, if you notice something is coming and you dip, you move, maybe you smell it. It's when you keep exposing yourself to it that it grabs you.
It's easier said than done to just dip, because the fact is, if you guys are still, then it's very evident that there's sexual chemistry.
Hence, what I mean, it means
the sex is good.
But that's not the sex should stop. If you don't want to be.
No, but hold on. But the whole reason you want sex is you want it to be good. Like, I mean, that's the whole point. So and every time you do it, and it's in any way more memorable or better than the last time. You're going to now be in this bubble where your sexual satisfaction is limitless. Like, we could push this shit to the max. I'm trying to explain why it's difficult. I'm just trying to let you know. So when you're in that headspace of where you now believe there's no limits to your sexual experience with this person, when you're like, holy shit, I'm starting to fall in love with this person, it's now a battle of sacrificing, you know. I mean, you can be mature about it. Save yourself
to run, you guys.
But are you going to lose this amazing sex that you're having? Do you understand?
Yeah, because by that point you can't go back to the friendship. Friendship is gone.
Exactly. But at that point in time, the only way now, because you know how it is now, when you're your friend and you guys have been doing it for a while, once you see you first and talk later, that's what happens when you're fucking your friend, and that's all that's going on between the two of you. Most of the time, it's first and then talk later. You understand? That's why you're friends. Normally, if you weren't friends with the person, it's leave now and then, you know. But the reason we're friends is now we'll talk after this. So here's the thing. That's why it's called friends. Fuck buddy. So you understand? That's why it's called fuck buddy. So at that point in time, the only way you can stop the sex is to stop seeing the person, which eventually leads to two of you not being friends anymore. So there's a whole lot that is involved in deciding to end the sex, which is why I said there's a time limit. Once you cross that time limit, you fall into this conundrum that I'm talking about.
You love.
Yes, you're now in the conundrum, and it's harder. It's easier said than done to get out of that conundrum.
Okay, I agree with the place where you say you lose the friendship because you have to stop.
You have to stop seeing the person.
Yes, I understand.
You understand? So, so that's just what it is. So yeah, you just need to know when to deal.
Technically, I don't even think. Are you friends with your sister? Can you really say your friend?
No, guys,
you're rivals. More like your rivals. Exactly. You're always fighting.
My brother tells me that, like, we're just siblings.
Yes. You understand? So, even on that level, because I was about to say.
Except maybe you're a twin, and you have that kind of relationship, but you tell you guys are bonded way deeper than that. But most guys are not really friends with their sisters because you don't go telling your sister all the nasty shit you just did.
Is it rivalry?
You don't tell your brother. You don't tell your brother what you
did. But no, that's
I'm guys with my brother.
You're guys. Don't worry. You are guys with him. He's not guy with you because he's not coming back to tell you.
My brother said he's doing anything for me, but because we're siblings, not because we're friends. Love is siblings.
Like if you broke a girl's heart, how do you tell that to your sister?
To your sister
without getting it scolded.
Yes, no, exactly.
Yeah. So my brother told me one, not all.
And you flogged him, didn't you?
No, I talked about it. I hope, like, you don't miss her and stuff. Like, your dad.
But that's the thing, you're making him connect to his emotions. You're supposed to be like, yeah, nice one, bro. That's what he needs.
You're making him
connect to his emotions and stuff.
No, no, but I hope you're okay.
I'm trying to create more human men so that God and human man.
Okay, you know the problem. You know the problem with that. You don't want to date those kind of men. You see those men. You see those men you're helping create. You don't want to date those men.
We don't want to date those. I don't have money, but I'm a Zoom masculine talk. Those men. You know, like.
I want nice, ambitious, nice, good one. Yeah, what's wrong with that one?
Jesus Christ. Don't worry, he's coming. All right, guys, this was a lovely episode. Signing out, guys. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Peace.
What time is your plane?
It's late, but I haven't packed this thing yet.